We heard Jesus say many things in the gospel today, beginning with how he's waiting for the baptism with which he is to be baptized. And we understand that when he says it to James and John, when they want the places of honor in his kingdom, and he asks them, "Will you be able to be baptized with the baptism with which I am to be baptized?" Here he means his passion and his death, his baptism of blood, where he will shed his blood for us. And he is waiting for the fire to be kindled on the earth, the fire of the gospel, that it spread into our hearts, as we hear in the prayer before the Holy Gospel, that we ask our Master to make shine in our hearts the pure light of his Holy Gospel, to make it shine in us, to set us on fire with him, with the fire of the Spirit. And he goes on then to a difficult passage where he speaks of how he comes to bring division on the earth. And the saints grappled with this passage too. How can he who is our peace, whom we call the Prince of Peace, be one who brings division? We have to look deeply, because he himself does not make the division happen. He does not cause it to happen in that sense, that he is the maker and makes it take place. But rather, he is speaking to the truth that he himself will become a cause of division. And even Saint Simeon the Righteous, when he was only a 40-day-old child, said that Christ will become a sign of contradiction. And indeed, in his own ministry, as he speaks towards the end of the gospel, there were people who did not understand him, who did not accept him. And when we read in the lives of the saints, how many of the martyrs we read, whether it was a husband or a wife or children, where one or some of them became Christian and the others remained pagan, and they saw to it that their husband or wife or children were put to death because they would not renounce Christ. That Christ does not himself make the division occur, but his very person will cause some to turn to him and some will turn away from him, but he does not abandon them either, because he died for them too. He dies for the ones who turn to him, and he dies for the ones who turn away from him. And he is constantly trying to win back those who turn from him. Saint Ambrose, in looking at this passage, put it in this way, that our family, our friends, are blessings from God. Should we love the blessings more than the one who blesses us with them? That is, should we love the blessing more than God? And St. Ambrose is telling us we need to keep focused on God, and in that way, the love we have for him will spill out onto our loved ones, to our friends, our neighbors, our family, even those who are divided against us. Because our focus is not on them, but on God. That the great commandment that we will hear this Sunday, love the Lord your God first with all your strength, all your soul, and all your might, and love your neighbor as yourself. In loving God first, our love will spill over into our neighbor, whether they know it or not, because of our interior being, our directedness towards God. That affects us. It affects those around us, those who love us and those who hate us, those who receive us and those who reject us, that we always are found glorifying Christ, turning to him, so that through him we are brought to the Father through the Spirit, and not only us, but those around us.